Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Verge. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro for you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Save it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. Isn't it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in a session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect or your handheld device. So tell your cousin and your friend about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Man, let me tell you, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. Slick's Rick Camacho, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Big old Meezy, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Crazy ball heads down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio. New music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio. Hold on, we're going to do it like this. It's 2012. Here we go, we're doing it like this. Here we go, like this, guys. Here we go.
Looking for a sitter or nanny that both you and your kids
can... All right, Soul Kitchen Radio is Fantasy Football Week 17, the end of the regular season. Memphis, Lou is on the line. What's up, Lou?
What's going on, baby? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, man. So, we got, what'd you do for New Year's? How'd you bring it in? Was it turkey necks and gizzards? What y'all do, man?
No, it was laid back last night. They had some chicken wings and some good old red beans and rice.
Okay, well, you know, we brought in the New Year's with you guys, Texas style, but from California.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, so we was looking at your little pot right there that you had. My wife was like, "Oh no, he didn't. They boiling turkey necks and pig's feet."
Hey, I never thought I'd eat some damn pig's feet, but got a partner that's from New Orleans, man, and he could cook a shoe, and you'd eat that motherfucker, strings and all.
Wow, it is like that. Okay, so hold on, let me get this thing started off right, so we can go. I think everybody else is on. I think everybody else is still waking up. Cause it was a long night for us last night. Hold on, here we go.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now, 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, Soul Kitchen Radio's Fantasy Football Week 17 is Rick Camacho and Memphis Lou is on the line. We got a lot of good football. I mean, we got playoff indications coming down to week 17, especially out here in the AFC West. Man, the Raiders have to win. The Chiefs have to win. Denver has to lose. I hope Tim Tebow went out and went to church and something might have fell on his head or something. So I hope he doesn't do that good today. I'm hoping he doesn't show up. What do you think, Lou? What's going to happen in the AFC West?
man, it's gonna take a lot of help. But something in my balls tells me that stars are going online. Al Davis is gonna be in the mix, and somehow the Raiders will make it to the playoffs.
Wow, I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you on that one because we really want to see that. I'm totally going for it. Yes, that's going to happen. We're in the playoffs. We're calling it as it's going to happen. What do they say? What is that they say? Call things that aren't as if they are, or something like that? Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Damn right.
That's right. So
I think old Janikowski is going to get a chance to show that leg again today.
Right. I mean, he did go for like a 65-yarder against Detroit, and nobody really expected that one. I think he got blocked at the end.
But it still had leg on it, though.
Man, get up in that.
If we had a kicker like that, shit, Dallas would be damn near in that upper echelon of teams in the league, man.
That's right. So what's happening with the Cowboys? They could clinch the East. And number four seed with a win, eliminated with a loss or a tie.
Right.
So they have no other teams can stop them except for the New York Giants tonight.
And that's what's scary because the Dallas Cowboys have not won in prime time all year. These guys, I don't know what it is, but they play to the level of the competition. And when the competition is playing shitty, we're going to play shitty, and we're going to play a close game. And somehow these guys just find a way to give it away in the end. But I'm hoping today that we can right the ship. This is where your legend comes from. You know, will Tony Romo always be the guy who's he was a great regular season quarterback? You know, who can just win, you know, some good amount of games, or can he submit himself today as a quality quarterback who can get his team to the playoffs and get 3-4 wins in the playoffs and make a good run? If we make it, I'm thinking first round we would have Detroit, and we will get them and have good revenge against them. But the second round, going to New Orleans, bless our hearts. Bless our hearts. But I really think, and I hate to say this out loud, but you got to go with your gut. I really believe that this year's Super Bowl is going to end up being the New Orleans Saints and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I would like to see that, but I would. That's a tough one. I'd like to see the Steelers on top of that one. You know, I'm a Steelers fan and a Saints fan, but I would go Steelers over Saints. But I don't think Drew Brees is stoppable. I think Drew Brees is unstoppable at this point right now.
No, and I fucking hate the Steelers. So I mean, if the world opened up and swallowed up the team, you know, I'd be happy that I won't say that, but I'd be very happy.
the Mayan calendar would come to an end in Pittsburgh on December
2012. There you go.
Oh, God. What are the New York Giants playing for, though? So what are the New York Giants playing for? They lead the Cowboys for the number four seed due to a head-to-head win. They would clinch the East and number four seed with a win or a tie. So if they lose, they still get the number four seed, all right?
Right. No. The Giants have to win.
Okay.
Today is for all the marbles. You win or you go home. Stop crying, go on. You win or you go home. This is it. You know, there ain't no tomorrow.
Right. So this and the reason that is because
you play to win the game. You play
damn
to
right.
win the game.
That's right. Okay. So the Giants
wow, check
win.
This out. The
Packers
are going to sit Aaron Rodgers today.
Yes.
They said they don't want to risk him. They're looking for him to go down the stretch, so they're gonna sit Aaron Rodgers. So if you got Aaron Rodgers in your fantasy league, tough shit. You better get your back up. Also, O.C. Umenyiora is expected to play this evening, Cowboys and Giants, which is I'm hoping that's good news. Hopefully, bringing Umenyiora back into the lineup will cause, it will throw off the chemistry and mess up their rotation, and it'll be just enough to get us to where we need to be. But with my Cowboys, man, we got to get it together. We have got to get it together. We suck like a $2 whore, and that's being nice. That's being nice, but we got to get it together. And which one was that? Yeah, the Detroit-Green Bay game. Detroit's going to win that one. And so we'll be head up against Detroit next week. San Francisco, St. Louis. I was talking with someone last night. St. Louis is going to go after Hopefully, is going to go after Jeff Fisher to be the head coach.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, it was supposed to go after Jeff Fisher to be the head coach, and they were saying that if Jeff Fisher is the man, they don't see Sam Bradford staying.
Wow.
They're thinking that Fisher would have a retooled Tennessee Titans team up in St. Louis. He would bring in some of his guys and ride the ship there.
Jeff Fisher is St. Louis. You know, I would just like to see him back and coaching. I mean, he's a wonderful coach. He did the Tennessee Titans Houston Oilers proud. You know, he got them to within 1 yard of the Super Bowl of taking the ring, but he's a good.
He came up about 1 yard short of being a Super Bowl champion.
Everybody's seen that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most overused cliche in football. You know, it's a game of inches. But ask Jeff Fisher and Steve McNair. It's just very true.
There you
go. If my guy Dyson, had a foot long, an extra foot long arm, Tennessee scores and wins the ball game. It is truly a game of inches. But, I mean, Fisher, in my opinion, Fisher's okay. He's okay. He got his team to a couple of AFC Championship games, made it through Super Bowl once. And, I understand everybody's not going to be Tom Landry. Everybody's not going to be Bill Cowher, so on and so forth, Chuck Noll. Everybody's not going to win championships. But if I'm St. Louis and I have those studs that I have, I want a home run hitter who's going to come in, who's going to bring the wood, who's going to get me the championship that I need. St. Louis has been in a drought, and I say, spend the money, lure him in, go get Cowher.
Right.
Go get Cowher.
Here we go. And that's it. So here's some notable injuries today. Our injuries are people that are sitting out. If you are still in a fantasy football league, I don't know many who are still playing right now, but I know we are. I'm playing for third place. Brian is 13-1, and he's playing the Super Bowl today. Owen Daniels is inactive. Arian Foster, inactive. And I have him, so I substituted Arian Foster for Khalil Bell from Chicago. So I'm hoping that's going to be a good one with their running back still out. Aaron Rodgers, inactive. LeSean McCoy, inactive. Brandon Marshall is active. Roy Helu is active. Anquan Boldin, he has an outside chance of playing on Sunday. Ben Tate will be starting for the Houston Texans. So if you have Ben Tate, get him in there. Ryan Grant, he'll likely see a larger workload for Week 17. So Ryan Grant will be playing. Let me see who else is in here. Wes Walker is listed as active. He will play. Deion Branch will play. Tom Brady. I'm surprised they're, you know, them New England Patriots, they don't play. They just, they're going to play Tom Brady all the way to the end. You would think they would sit him this week, but they're not.
Yeah, the Patriots, they don't believe in sitting. They go out to win ball games. And that's what I like. It seems like maybe Belichick knows that a lot of guys have money riding on these games this week.
Right.
maybe he's in a fantasy league.
Yeah, he might be. And right there, that's his quarterback, Tom Brady, in fantasy. So let me ask you a question. Is Chris Johnson going to have a good game today?
Man, Chris Johnson is one of those guys now that you don't know. You got 6 in one hand, half a dozen in the other. You know, it's just like whatever. Today, though, Chris Johnson, last game of the season, you know, he might be able to gather himself together, but I'm not expecting no more than 10 points.
All right, yeah. So you
got Houston today. Houston has already clinched playoff position. So the real question is, you know, will they be starting? You know, will they be playing their starters the entire game? It's 1 o'clock down in Houston. I just don't see it, you know. But maybe if they put their scrubs in, put their second and third stringers in, he can get he can have a couple breakout runs and maybe get into 20 plus points.
So one thing for Tennessee, I mean, they lead the Jets for the number 8 seed due to a better record in common games, 4-1 versus 3-2. They hold the same tiebreaker edge versus the Raiders, but lose a head-to-head tie with the Bengals. They would clinch a number 6 seed with a win and a Bengals loss, and either a Jets win or both a Broncos win and a Raiders win, but not all three. So they are actually playing for playoff contention. So that would be one thing to think about when thinking about playing Chris Johnson today. And because of that, because they are still in the playoff picture, I will play Chris Johnson today over Khalil Bill.
Over Bill, yeah. I do that.
Yeah, so that was pretty much my big thing. I am playing Titus Young. So this is what I'm rolling with today. I'm rolling with Andy Dalton, Brandon LaFell, who kind of came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden now he's picking up, and Cam Newton found out who the hell he is. He's starting this week because Legadou Nene broke a bone in his left foot. So
no good.
Yeah, so LaFell has a franchise record of 91-yard touchdown reception against the Bucs last week. He has 34 catches for 686 yards and 3 scores this year. In most, he's only 4% owned in Yahoo. So if you're listening right now, Brandon LaFell is 4% owned. So he's out there, and before 10 o'clock, you could go out there and pick him up. So I'm playing him. I'm playing Devin Hester. I didn't play Devin Hester last week because they said he was hurt. So I sat him. And he had over like 130 yards in kickoff returns because the Bears got their ass kicked by the Packers. So I'm going to play him this week. But they're playing Minnesota. Bears are probably going to destroy Minnesota. And Devin Hester's not going to bring in no points. That's what I'm looking at. But I'm going to take the chance of playing him anyway. I also got Michael Bush, Chris Johnson, Aaron Hernandez, and Titus Young. So that's my starters for this week going into the third place contention. But I got quite a matchup. It's quite a matchup I'm playing against. What's that?
I said I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, man. I'm playing like for 10th place.
So who do you got going today, Lou?
Oh man, today I'm going homer today. Tony Romo as a starter, Beanie Wells, Michael Turner, Darius Haywood Bay, Dez Bryant, Steve Smith, Dustin Keller, the Steelers defense, and Jason Hansen.
Wow.
And I'm riding them because, hey, I have nothing else left. I thought about maybe putting Jeremy Shock in over Dustin Keller, because Keller really, I mean, he averages 6.3 points a game, but, you know, that's really nothing. That's really nothing. But I have Jeremy Shockey on the bench. Thought about putting him in there. He got 7 points last week. But with Cam Newton, sometimes he sees Shockey, sometimes he doesn't. So
right.
I'm just going to ride with Keller. I have Andy Dalton on the bench. I don't think the Cincinnati's going to get in the playoffs today because they have to. It's a win and end for them. I think Baltimore is going to handle them very well. And so I'm sitting Dalton. The Browns defense versus Pittsburgh. Oh, man, Pam. I'm just going to stick with the Steelers on that one, not going with the Browns. And I have Andre Johnson on the bench. He's listed as probable. They're projecting him to get 5 points today. I need my points, and I need a healthy player that I know is going to go. Andre Johnson has been out for a while. He's ranked 68th in points. He's averaging 3.7 points a week, you know, and he's been out for a while, no points last week. They're projecting him with 5 today, and I just couldn't justify dropping Darius Haywood-Bay, who plays for a team who's playing for something today,
right.
Des Bryant, who's playing with the team who's playing for something, and Steve Smith, who
I'm on right now. It's just
Steve Smith is hot. Yeah, he's seventh in the league with 163 points. So I couldn't justify mentioning either one of those guys for a gimpy Andre Johnson.
Right, definitely. So I would say, I think you got a pretty good thing right there. So roll with that, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, Brent. Oh, no. Oh, Brent.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't say that you'd retire. You're a freaking liar. Oh, no, you didn't.
All right. So we'll see if Brent comes back next year. The throwdown twins on the phone right now. Our Thompson twins, Brian and Teddy, are holding.
Yeah, I'm alive. I mean, I'm in the
phone today.
In Yahoo, what's going on?
Still drunk, Brian?
Am I what?
Are you still drunk?
Am I still drunk?
Little.
I mean, a little. Bloody Mary and Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm a legacy down here in Florida.
Brian called me on last night.
I love you, man. I love you. Jesus.
You're the greatest.
I said, what? Yeah, you're the greatest. I probably did say it. We got the fantasy playoffs today. I'm in the Super Bowl. Is Brian gonna win the Yahoo League? 13-1.
Brian, okay.
Let's do it.
Let me tell you what Brian's got going against him, what he's going against today. So check this out. We'll be right back.
I just got a text.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
What are you guys going to call? I'll hook you up with Bain
Crawford. All right, so here we go. Soul Kitchen Radio. This is the Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Super Bowl matchup right here. So
what pictures?
Let's see what you think about this, Lou. Here we go. Okay. Tim Tebow versus Michael Vick.
Yeah, baby.
That's what we're looking at. Is
Tebow versus Vick. I'm going to have to go with Jesus' BFF on this one.
Okay, we'll go. Tim Tebow is going to win that matchup right there, Brian. Tim Tebow. Okay, how about Megatron going against Antonio Brown?
Megatron, of course.
Right, okay, so one. No, we got two for Brian now. Victor Cruz and Joshua Cribbs against Joshua Cribbs.
Cruz is going to go off today, Tom.
I have Victor Cruz, but because he's playing against my team, I hope he breaks his fucking leg and the Giants get embarrassed. And I'm going to go for the other guy.
For Joshua Cribbs, okay. Man, this, you know what, Brian? It's going to take a miracle for Ground and Pound to beat you today. I mean, because you have an all-star lineup, so.
Stitches is out of the season.
Look, here we go. Darren Sproles against Frank Gore.
Who versus Frank Gore?
Darren Sproles against Frank Gore.
Are you paying attention to the show,
or are you going to jack off in the background? Come on, man.
I'm not jacking off in the background.
Rashard Mendenhall and Jarius Norwood. Come on, man. Where's this guy? Jarius Norwood, for real?
Jarius Norwood.
Jarius Norwood? No fucking way. Jarius Norwood sucks.
Hey, but here's the thing. What do the Steelers have to prove? I mean,
they're trying to clinch the division, man.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in the wild card position right now. They will be number one, two, or five seed. Will clinch the North and a first round bye with the win and a Ravens loss, or move up to number one with a win and a Ravens loss and Patriots loss. So,
but see, they need so much help, and you know, I'm just like this. If you're in the tournament, that's all that matters.
That's right.
The Packers won the wild card. You know, the Ravens, I believe, when they won, they were a wild card. It's just a matter of getting in the tournament. That home field advantage bullshit, fuck that. You have to be in the tournament. And I would rather, you know, sit my guys or, you know, pull them at a certain point and we lose. You know, but we're going to play next week for some real business rather than, you know, getting somebody hurt, you know, for one game and it costs us, you know, going to well.
So there we go. So then, and then at tight end, Jimmy Graham and Vernon Davis, Mike Wallace versus Kaloa Polaris. David Akers versus Steven Gaskowski, Darrell Revis, Larry Grant, Morgan Burnett, Chad Greenway, Chris Crocker, Dustin Rogers. And with all this, the projected is 172.32 to 171.48 with Brian winning the Super Bowl against Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound is 7-7. Brian is 13-1. That'll be an awesome game. Nobody has anybody going tonight, so we'll find out at about 4 o'clock who wins the Super Bowl. There's nobody playing tonight.
I got Cruz going tonight.
You have who tonight? I got Cruz going.
Well, I hate being the guy that don't have anybody going. That sucks.
Guys, it's 2012. It's a great year. I'm going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to guarantee it. Where's the guy that I'm playing today? Get him on the air. Because I'm going to blow him on the air. He's going to be wearing a diaper today.
You're going to blow him on the air. Wow.
No, I'm going to blow him away. Not like that.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's playing.
All right. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yeah, one too. I'm going to rip it off.
I love my tip.
Come on,
all right, so here we go. We got it going on. Christian Ponder starting. Joe Webb. I thought Webb was going to start actually this week. From
no, nah, Webb's not starting. Ponder's healthy and he's ready to play. You know, so I mean, Webb could come as the backup today easily.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to sit him. I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going with a man from Cincinnati, Andy Dalton. Go, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's going against Baltimore. I don't know if that's a good start at all.
Well, last time Andy Dalton went against Baltimore, he had over 300 yards passing. And he had two touchdowns and three interceptions. So that equals about 25 points. Whoa. Hey guys, so let's go through some of these games real quick.
Let's go through them.
Here we go. So Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay is sitting their Megatron, Aaron Rodgers. So is this going to be just a walk in the park for Detroit? Because we know Green Bay's defense.
Nope.
And they're sitting Charles Woodson also.
And Matthews and Sharp.
So this is going to be a walk. I mean, even with the Green Bay defense at full strength, everybody's been putting up points on their full strength defense. And Aaron Rodgers has been the one to come back and bring them back into it. So I'm thinking, is this going to be a walk in the park for Detroit?
Nope. I mean, it's definitely not going to be a walk in the park. Matt Flynn is as good as Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to get a high free agent deal. I'm telling you right now, Matt Flynn played at LSU. He won the championship. He's like, he's a little bit older, but he's a good. I think he played baseball too. He's like 28 or 30 now, actually. But he's a good quarterback. He's a good backup quarterback, and today he's going to prove why a lot of people think that he could be the real deal. He's going to be one of the top free agents quarterbacks coming out, so he could either go to like Miami, he could go to either maybe Chicago, not St. Louis, but probably Seattle. I mean, they need a quarterback. So.
And so. So you think he'll be able to come back for when Detroit takes a huge lead?
Yeah.
Elvin Johnson and Titus Young just go off.
With all these guys being gone, I think Detroit is going to roll, and they're going to roll pretty good.
I am playing Titus Young today. I picked him up. I think that's a good play because Stafford started looking around, and he started to find him. So let's go. I'm going Detroit on that game. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Wow.
Indianapolis.
what are they playing for? This is just a fun game. They should play flag football today.
No, Indianapolis is going to win because there's rumors that I hear that they don't want to get Andrew Luck or RG3. And this will be to try to pay. Yeah, they are trying to protect Peyton Manning's job.
Well, this is what I'm thinking is what I heard is they do want to get one of those guys and they want to grow him into an Aaron Rodgers, which is what Aaron Rodgers did. He sat behind Brett Favre for 3 years, and he learned from the best of the best, and then came out just killing him. Now, Mike, think if Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith were in the same draft. Alex Smith went to San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers went to Green Bay. If it was flipped around, do you think Aaron Rodgers would still be as good in San Francisco as he is in Green Bay?
No. Not at all.
not at all, right? Because it's all about the team. Mayor Alex Smith, would you think Alex Smith would be as good as Aaron Rodgers if he would have went to Green Bay and sat behind, I was going to say George Bush. All right. So Indianapolis to Jacksonville.
Indianapolis.
Jacksonville.
Again, the reason why Indianapolis is going to win, they're playing for Peyton Manning's job. They do not want to see an Andrew Luck or RG3 there. And this, if you're a diehard Dolphins fan like I am, we want to see Indianapolis win because we can get definitely a top quarterback because we're going to be competing with Keith Cleveland and Washington for a QB. So the Dolphins will probably definitely trade up. But if they don't trade up, Jeff Ireland won't have his life anymore because I will seriously make the guy miserable.
On Facebook. All right, here we go. So New York Jets at Miami Dolphins.
Miami will probably win that game. I mean, it's going to be a play for sure.
Where you going with, Lou?
Gangrene.
Ground and pound. New York Jets.
But the Dolphins got a lot of injuries. I mean, Dolphins got a lot of injuries today. Bush is out. Jake Long's out. Cameron Wake's out. So.
Do you think
Taylor's last game?
Okay, so here's the question I have: who would you play out of these three, Brandon LaFell, okay, Devin Hester, or Santonio Holmes?
I would say Brandon LaFell.
Okay, yeah, Santonio Holmes just doesn't seem to get it. No. He might get a touchdown, but he's not consistent with the targets and stuff. Okay, let's move on. The Carolina Panthers going into New Orleans Saints. What say you, Lou?
I would really like to see Cam Newton get it done. I'm hoping that the Saints won't keep my boy in the game long. Let Breeze throw for another 100, maybe 200 yards to put the record way out of reach, and then let Cam Newton get it done. So I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm going to pick the Panthers. The Panthers in double digits.
All right, there we go. I don't see that happening. I just don't see. I think Drew Brees is playing today. I mean, just the New Orleans Saints and as a package are a strong team. Defense, they got. With Chris Ivory coming out of nowhere, playing hard now. Pierre Thomas, Darren Sproles, they got a triple threat in the backfield. And they got all the receivers any team could want. It's just going to be hard to see the New Orleans Saints lose to Carolina, who's 6-9. The New Orleans Saints coming in 12-3 and 7-0 at home. And they're playing at home. Let's move on to Chicago, going into Minnesota. And what do you guys think? Is Chicago's going to run all over them?
No. I mean, Chicago's not even playing for anything. I mean, Forte's out. Jay Cutler's out. At the end of the day, I think Minnesota's going to pull it off. I think Ponder's going to be pretty healthy today. And I think Minnesota, I mean, they got Percy Harvin, amazing, Chateau, yeah.
I do want to play Khalil Bell. I'm going to just go ahead and play him. This is the last game. What the hell, I'm going for third place. I'll play Khalil Bell. I'll sit Chris Johnson. No. Who am I going to sit for him? I'll sit Brandon LaFell. Brandon LaFell or Titus Young? What do you think?
Titus Young.
I'm going Titus Young on that. They're both projected to get 5 points. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Where was I at? Buffalo going into New England. That's going to be a good one. That could be the game of the week. Buffalo is really not playing for anything, but they're playing hard still, and we're seeing the emergence of Fred Jackson again. He's starting to run hard again. The last game of the season. What's going to happen?
Fred, Jack- He's out for the season, man. He's not playing anymore.
I mean, he's running on his treadmill real hard again.
Okay.
He's running real hard on his treadmill at home. But his counterpart there, CJ Spiller, has been getting a lot of the ball. You think New England's just gonna run over those guys?
No. Even New England's secondary is really beat up. Their defense is probably one of the worst defenses. And if New England doesn't get to the Super Bowl this year, you gotta blame it all on the defense. Their defense is so weak. I mean, they're starting undrafted free agents. They're starting homeless people off the streets. I mean, Teddy's girlfriend's pretty much playing corner for him. I mean, they're bad. Their defense is really bad. I mean, Mayweather's been gone. I mean, their secondary's beat up. And again, that's going to cost the Patriots. They're going to lose a game. They're going to lose because of their defense. I don't know if Ryan Fitzpatrick, since he's got that high contract and he's a Harvard grad, I don't know if he's the answer there, you know. I mean, C.J. Spiller is having a tear. I mean, C.J. Spiller was a very highly rated running back from Clemson. So, you know, and then Fred Jackson wasn't really anything. He wasn't even drafted. So they got a lot of confidence in Spiller, you know.
Yeah, there it is. All right, so Tennessee at Houston, we talked about that one already. I'm thinking Tennessee's going to – I'm going with Chris Johnson on this one. Hoping they're going to run all over the place. They got Ben Tate going. Ben Tate is definitely Ben Tate is almost comparable to Arian Foster. I mean, he runs just as hard. Sometimes he's got over 1,000 yards too. So there we go. Washington and Philadelphia. What does this game mean to anybody?
Nobody. It's just Washington, Philadelphia. It's just a conference game. Both teams are out of the playoffs. Philadelphia went by three.
Season closer for both of those guys. San Francisco is playing for home field advantage today. And what a game to play with. They got the St. Louis Rams. They're going into St. Louis, who's 2-13, and they're 1-6 at home. Is this going to be like the Seattle game, where Seattle just came out and surprised everybody and beat San Francisco, or is San Francisco just going to go in there and walk through St. Louis and come home and have the first round bye?
Well, I'm hoping that the Rams can come with the upset. I'd like to see the 49ers go down. I hate the evil empire of the West Coast, just as I hate the evil empire of the East Coast. So it would be good to see the Rams, you know, get some piece of dignity going out, you know, at the end of the season and getting a win against one of the better teams in the league. But I think they're playing for a position in the playoffs. The 49ers are, but again, I just don't see teams risking getting their key players hurt for a position. You're in the tournament. Let's go give it. Let's fight hard. If it gets out of hand, pull your players. Don't risk Alex Smith. Don't risk Vernon Davis. You know, just do enough. Give the fans, you know, their money's worth. But I'm hoping St. Louis can get it done and get it done early so that San Francisco pulls their starters.
There you go.
Why do you
put these
supporter starters?
Cam Newton doing the airplane, running around. That's the game of the week this week, the Saints and the Panthers.
There it is.
Here
we go, guys. Look, Atlanta is they clinch a playoff berth with Bears loss, would clinch a number 5 seed with a win, and a Lions loss today. And they're playing Tampa Bay. So what do you guys think is going to happen with that? Tampa Bay's 4-11, Atlanta's 9-6. Tampa Bay,
Let me tell you about something about the Falcons. I mean, there's nothing good in Atlanta anyway, in general. And the Falcons don't even really bring a team. I mean, they had a good shot opportunity to beat New Orleans to win the conference. Their offensive line is a joke. I mean, they might as well have Tanya play offensive lineman because they're so bad. I mean, that's what their weaknesses is. and they never draft real well. The Falcons are going to – they always choke. I mean, Matt Ryan was a decent quarterback, but, you know, they're – you never know with this team. I mean, I was – I know. I was very disappointed when they played against the Saints like that. I mean, that how disgusting they looked.
Right.
You know, and Raheem Morris will probably get fired. That's what I hear.
So you think that Tampa Bay's going to come in and beat Atlanta today and kick them out of the playoffs?
No, dude, you're killing me, bro. The Falcons are already in the playoffs. They're not playing for anything, the Falcons.
Oh, no, no. They're playing for number 5 seed.
The 5th seed. Yeah, 5 seed.
They're playing for the 5th
seed. To be honest with you, at the end of the day, if you make the playoffs and you get to the Super Bowl, look at the Packers the last year.
It doesn't
matter.
They went into
Atlanta.
You've got to get to the playoffs. There you go.
Yeah, you got to get to the playoffs. I mean, you can see Denver in the Super Bowl.
Tampa Bay's not playing for nothing. They're just going to turn over. Seattle and Arizona. Wow, what is this game all about? The Skittles game against the Phoenix University of Phoenix guys. So, all right. I'll call that one Arizona, and no, I'll say Seattle with that one because Marshawn Lynch did come back this year. He's playing real good. He just got a $10,000 fine for having Skittles on his cleats. I don't know if you guys seen that.
But Skittles just gave him an endorsement. They're giving him a lifetime supply of Skittles for the free publicity.
Wow, that's awesome. I was hoping that was going to happen. You know.
Taste the rainbow.
There you go. Taste the rainbow. Kansas City at Denver. Tim Tebow.
Oh my God. It's a tough game.
Let's go, Kansas City.
This is what a lot of people think. A lot of people think Kansas City's going to win today. Marshora, who played for Denver, thinks Kansas City's going to win. They think Kyle Orton has a lot of revenge on his mind. Roman Cornell is playing for his job because he's going to be head coach. I mean, Kansas City does not have a bad team if it wasn't for all the injuries. And they totally want to ruin Tim Tebow's season. Because if Denver loses today, I mean, if Tim Tebow, everything gets squashed. We don't talk about Tim Tebow anymore. That's all everyone, if you hear Stephen A. Smith talk about him and Skip Bayless, they all fight about him. But if Tim Tebow somehow seems to win today, they go to the playoffs. And they send the Raiders home. So, I mean, this is going to be a tough game to call. It could go either way. Whatever it's going to be probably by a field goal. I think Denver might pull it out. I think Prater will probably kick a lot of time field goal, probably like 59 yards, but win it.
Man, I'm hoping Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos lose at home today so the Raiders can go ahead and win. And beat San Diego today and get into the playoffs, and Denver sits at home with Tim Tebow just going to church on the rest of the Sundays of this year. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. It'll take a miracle for Cleveland to win this, even at home. They're not even selling out stadiums or nothing, so we'll bypass that one. Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Cool. It's going to be a really close game. It's an tribal conference game. Cincinnati's playing for the job. I mean, not the job, but they're playing for the playoffs. Cincinnati could be a very surprised team with A.J. Green, Dalton. Did you guys see that play by, oh, my God, who's the wide receiver?
Simpson.
It's on Hogwell.
Simpson.
Jerome Simpson. Yeah, it was amazing. So, I mean, dude, Marvin Lewis, man. I mean, you guys know, remember, Marvin Lewis was at Baltimore. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was the coordinator there. So, I mean, this is a big win for Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati used to be known as the thugs, you know. But now they're actually possibly going to make the playoffs. They're, you know, guys are playing for their jobs. And, you know, if Cincinnati gets in, they'll be a 6th seed. And they can maybe make some surprises. God, wouldn't that be weird if it was, like, Cincinnati in the Super Bowl?
I would love to see Cincinnati go somewhere. You know, last time against Baltimore, he had a season high. I'm talking about Andy Dalton. He had 373 yards with 45 attempts and 3 interceptions. So we'll see if he could pull this one off again. And he also had 48.85 points last time he played against Baltimore in the Yahoo Fantasy League scoring. So if Andy Dalton could pull that out again, get me into third place, let's go Andy Dalton. I'm going Cincinnati all the way on this one. Lou?
Go Andy, go.
And go Andy, go.
Send the Jets home. Jets are eliminated with the Cincinnati win, by the way.
And here we go. Dallas at New York Giants tonight. Oh.
Oh my God! No. I hate to say this.
I'm gonna wait. Let's hear what everybody else say.
I'll put Teddy on the phone, but I'll get on my phone. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. You can't bet against Eli. Eli wins. This is a must win for him. Dallas, Tony DeHoma Romo will choke. Jason Garrett's gonna be back next year. I mean, that's what Jerry Jones says, but we'll see. At the end of the day, Eli's going to run up on there all day. He's going to throw a nice little touchdown pass at the end of the game. They'll probably win by 3 to 7 points. And Victor Cruz is going to have an amazing game, probably break a 99-yard touchdown today. Bradshaw back, Amon Bradshaw. Defense is a little beat up, but it's at New York. I don't know if you guys heard, but Emmitt Smith even was saying, like, I don't think Dallas has enough heart. I mean, Tony Romo, dude, he's 31 years old. He hasn't done anything since the president of the United States. And, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Dallas chokes. They're not what they used to be. I mean, this team has been this dismal since Jimmy Johnson. I mean, I can't even remember the last time they were in the conference championship.
I mean, I got to tell you, I'm going for I'm all with New York Giants because I agree.
It's in New York. So.
Eli Manning on a tear. So I'm thinking Manning is not going to lose. Go ahead, Lou.
Here we go, guys. I'm going to take you to church this is Sunday morning. They used to sing a gospel song back today that said, I'll go even if I have to go by myself. So today I'm going to go, and I'm going to go by myself, and I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys to win.
Because you're a Cowboys fan.
Well, that's true, too, but I don't expect us to win the Super Bowl. I really don't. But
you said that earlier. You can't
deny Tony Romo is a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Everybody say, oh,
he's a homo.
Oh, he doesn't do this. I mean, just because you like to suck the Peter, that doesn't make you a bad guy, Brian. You know? Because
what? What did you say, homie?
Romo, he's thrown for over 30 touchdowns.
You were skiing with Teddy last night.
Oh, Teddy and I hooked up, supposedly. That's a joke. Who did you say? You and I hooked up.
On a new year together. He's thrown for over 30 touchdowns. You know, he set so many records.
Hey, what did he say? He's
a good guy. He's a good guy. I believe he's a winner.
I know what I know.
You know, is he Tom Brady? No. Is he Peyton Manning? No. And let's think about Peyton Manning. Everybody said, oh, Manning is good, but he can't get us over the hump. Remember that? He couldn't beat the Patriots for quite a while. In college, he couldn't beat Florida. But Peyton Manning is a winner. Tony Romo has bought stability back to a shitty franchise. True enough, the Dallas Cowboys have been nothing, really, since Jimmy Johnson left. Barry Switzer won, you know, with carryovers. But this guy is a winner. I think that he does have the heart. When they lose, he takes it personally. I mean, you can look at it. You see him on the sideline a few years back in Seattle with the botched kick, you know, throwing an interception at the end of the ball game. it hurts him. Romo's a good guy. But what people have to understand is it's more than just the quarterback.
No.
If your defense holds up, it doesn't matter that your quarterback throws an interception at the end of the ball game. If your defense holds up, or if your kicker makes the kicks, if your coaches don't call timeout and ice your own kicker, you know, we don't have those problems. I think, hey, like I said,
you guys your own kicker, that was classic. That's a classic.
Yeah,
Only in
Dallas. But I believe that today is the day that Romo steps up and becomes an upper echelon quarterback. He's going to be not necessarily in the names of, you know, Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Joe Montana, but Tony Romo will begin his journey today as taking that position as being one of the top quarterbacks of this generation. The boy is good. Everything that people say is good about Ben Roethlisberger, Romo has the same thing. Romo extends the play. he extends the play. But he needs a good defense. He needs wide receivers that doesn't drop balls. He needs running backs that hit the hole, you know. And today I think we're going to get it done. We're starving for a win in Dallas. We're starving for a winner. And today it will be it. It will be it. Will we go through?
This
is where I disagree on you. What you're saying is you must have been really, I mean, yeah, it's 2012, and I'm going to try to be a nicer person and stuff, but, I mean, seriously, you must have been snorting some really good coke last night, because if you think Tony Romo is going to be an upper echelon quarterback, are you crazy? He chokes. He's a choke artist. He chokes on Secrets' dick every day.
He needs to go to Miami.
I don't want Romo in Miami. If Romo comes to Miami, I will kill myself.
Okay, so here we go. That's enough Dallas Cowboys, New York.
Yeah, yeah, shit.
I'm going with the Giants on this one, man, because I just don't think it could be blocked. And then for the last game that I was going to talk about, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm going to let Ice Cube talk about it.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
You ain't ready for the football.
Here we come, baby. Just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders. Get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold. This is black silver. Commitment to excellence we deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation,
are you ready for the football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for no football.
Ah.
You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders.
Come on,
it's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders.
Let's go.
Are you ready for the football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for the football.
The Raider Nation is united. When they see them pirates, fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet. When I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield, the silver and black will attack, will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go.
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
we are, we are.
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 Raider Nation,
just win, baby. Just win, baby.
All right, so with that said, it's conference of football. Let's get up out of here. Let's go enjoy the rest of these games. I'm going to get my crab, my this is what we doing, Lou. We doing crab, potatoes, corn, sausages, shrimp. That's how we doing it. No turkey neck, and then I'm going to try to sneak some gizzards in there, and we're steaming them with Old Bay. Is that how? Is that California way, Lou?
Hey, I'll take it, baby.
What's that?
I said, I'll take that. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're doing today. We're doing that during the 49er game because we really don't give a shit. And be back for the Raider game. And so that's how we're doing it. Happy New Year, guys. It's time to go play
Happy
some football.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys. Oh, boys.
Happy New Year, everyone. And I'm going to win the Super Bowl today, guaranteed.
Suck a dick.
Happy New Year.